Now, that brings us to chapter 7. Now, notice what happens. And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came, fetched up the ark of the Lord. They brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill and sanctified Eleazar's son to keep the ark of the Lord. Now, how long was it that? Listen to this. And it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Now, after 20 years, the people begin to turn to God. They begin to turn from Balaam and Ashtaroth to serve the living God. Now, notice, it took them 20 years to come to the place where they wanted God, wanted to turn to God. And here we see that at this time, 20 years, the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. Now, this is the beginning, actually, of Samuel's great ministry. And Samuel spoke unto all the house of Israel, saying, if ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you. Prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he'll deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth, and serve the Lord only. You see, they were in idolatry, friends. They had turned from the living and true God, and they were being defeated one battle after another, until it was becoming old hat to them. And they were very much discouraged. Now they were beginning to lament after the Lord. Oh, we need to get back to the Lord. Maybe today there is a heart hunger in the hearts of many of God's people of saying we're tired of eating the husks that the pigs eat in the far country. We want to get back to the Father's house, and we have to come through the door of the Word of God. I hope that's true. I'd like to believe that it is true. Now we read in verse 5, and Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I'll pray for you unto the Lord. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, poured it out before the Lord, and fasted on that day, and said, there we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. So what we have here, actually, is Samuel a prophet, and Samuel is also the judge of the nation Israel. Now, we find here Israel turning from Balaam and Ashtaroth. They're turning back to God, and this man Samuel is praying for them. And they confess their sins. That's the way back for God's people. I don't think there's any other way back. I hear all of the methods today that if we do this and we do the other thing, God will bless. Well, let's just put it right down in bold letters and tell it like it is. What God's people need to do is to go to God in confession of their sins, and they need to see themselves in the light of the Word of God. And if we see ourselves, we see that we've come short of the glory of God. And we then can find out the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, will just keep on cleansing us from all sin, and we can go in confession. Now, will you notice in verse 8, and the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord, and Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them, until they came unto Beth-Kar. Now, God gives them a victory. And this is the first victory that they have had in a long, long time, by the way. And now God gives them that victory. And by the way, it's a great victory that God has given to them at this particular time. These people have lapsed into idolatry. They were in sullen rebellion. They began to turn to God. And Samuel exacted a confession and promised to return to God. Now the result, God gave Israel a signal victory over the Philistines. Now will you notice, verse 12, now this is a very important verse, by the way. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen. He called the name of it Ebenezer. Now that means a stone of help, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Now this is a very interesting stone. I look at it as a stone of remembrance. It looked back to the past. It was a stone of recognition, a stone of the present, and it was a stone of revelation, a stone for the future. Hitherto, up to this point, up to right now, God has helped us. And it's always customary for us to look back over the past. Remember, the Lord said through Paul to the Philippians, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work, and you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Friends, has God brought you up to this point? Is he leading you today? Is he guiding you today? Is he brought you up to this moment? Well, if he has, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. He's brought us up to this point. Well, he's going to continue to do that. And someone has said that memory plays upon the keyboard of the past. And you can retrace your footsteps. And God's given us memories that we can have roses in December. Memory plays on the keyboard of the past. And when it does, I'm sure all of us can say, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." But it's not only that, but that was a stone of recognition. "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." Oh, Joshua could say, "As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, David says, "for he is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." And I, personally, I want to say so. Oh, the Lord is good, friends. "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us." The Lord has helped us. And right now, even now, he's the one that's helping us. A businessman said some time ago, he says, "You know, the use of time might be likened to the terminology of banking." He says, "Yesterday's a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. But today is cash. So spend it wisely." A stone of recognition. Are you recognizing God today in your life? That's what Samuel meant by that Ebenezer stone. It was a stone of revelation. Not only hitherto, but henceforth. "The Lord is my shepherd," David says, "I shall not want." He looked into the future. And someone has said, "I am very interested in the future because I expect to spend the rest of my life in the future. And I want to be reasonably sure of what kind of a future it's going to be. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. All things do work together for good to those that love God." Dr. Torrey always said that Romans 8:28 was a soft pillow for a tired heart. It's a stone of revelation. It looks into the future, and it was that for the nation Israel. And you can just put this stone down in the history of the nation Israel, for it's written on this stone. You can also put it down in, I think, your life. You can mine. And we need an Ebenezer stone today. And I trust that you have one in your life and that I have one in my life today. Now, let's continue to move on. Verse 13. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And very frankly, this, I think, can be said to be the time, and from here on, that the Philistines never were again as dominant and formidable as they were before this battle. That's actually how significant it was. And this stone now stands in memory. Actually, it was only about 3 or 4 miles north by northwest of Jerusalem, actually in sight of the city. Now, will you notice verse 15 of 1 Samuel 7? And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. This is the story. He is a prophet. He's a judge of Israel. And he went from year to year in circuit. He was a circuit judge to Bethel, Gilgal, and Mizpah. And you'll notice it's in an area right north of Jerusalem. And he judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house. There he judged Israel. And there he built an altar unto the Lord.